In our regular segment, My Two Cents, we ask those questions you'd rather not answer about money. You've heard how comedians, adventurers, and musicians manage their money so far, as well as some of your favourites across the ABC, like finance guru Alan Kohler and the people scientist Dr. Carl. Well, today, a comedian and former Triple J breakfast host on how family and becoming a dad has changed his financial goals.
I'm Matt O'Kine, and these days I earn a living by basically anything. Anything that's creative, I will try and figure out a way to make money from it. My last three purchases were a chicken katsu don from a local Japanese restaurant, a coffee this morning, and some beers at the footy last night. There's definitely a link between the beers and the crumbed chicken required the following day. The way my family talked about money growing up was fairly positively. I was given pocket money and I was allowed to do, I had a certain level of autonomy with that pocket money. And it was a fairly free and liberal approach to money, I think, in our household. I currently live in a home that I own, which is a exciting prospect. It was a lot of hard work to get there. For the majority of the beginning of my career, I barely had any money. And I was constantly living paycheck to paycheck and chasing invoices for the gigs that I'd done, etc. It was around about the time when, probably 2012, I had just won this award in the Melbourne International Comedy Festival. And I'd started doing some sort of much bigger touring. It was the first time I realised that actually the jobs will keep coming. And I remember looking at my bank account and suddenly I had $8,000 in my bank account. And then I remember the next year I got the job on Triple J and I was starting to host breakfast on Triple J. And it was the first time that I had a regular paycheck. And so about a year later, a year after I saw that $8,000 in my bank account, I remember again, I looked in my bank account and I had saved $50,000. And I thought, well, I can buy a house. I'd never ever thought that that would be possible. I remember buying this two-bedroom apartment near where I grew up with my mum in Toowong in Brisbane. And it was a very sort of sentimental purchase. And they say don't buy with your heart, buy with your head or whatever. But for me, I wanted to buy a unit in Toowong. That's where we'd grown up. My mum had died when I was younger. And so I bought this two-bedroom apartment and I bought it sight unseen. I was actually living in Sydney at the time, but I just wanted to buy this place in Brisbane and it meant a lot to me. And by probably a year or two later, it had gone down in value by about 20%, I reckon. And I always knew that, well, worst comes to worst, I'm going to have a two-bedroom apartment in a part of the city that means a lot to me, and that's going to be more important than, you know, having something that's worth a lot. When my mum died, I was 12 years old, and there was a insurance payout, I think about $60,000 maybe or something at the time, and that went into a trust. And I didn't really even know what it was. I was 12 years old. I had no idea. So it just sat there. By the interest through the public trustee or whatever, it ended up making probably $2,000 to $3,000 a year. But it meant that when I was old enough to access it, I didn't think about it really, because I'd grown up without access to it or not thinking about it. So I'd never really... I knew it was there, but I didn't really know what to do with it. Every year I would take that sort of $2,000 or $3,000 and I would use it to, say, pay for accommodation during my first stint at the Melbourne Comedy Festival. So I would always try and put it into my career and invest it in my career. What I could have easily done, being 18 years old and with a big chunk of money sitting in a trust, is go to London and discover myself via the rave scene, you know. And I don't know why I never did that, but I'm thankful I didn't, because I could have just burned that money in a heartbeat. But I always just ended up... I think maybe there was something psychological maybe knowing that my mum wouldn't have really loved me doing that. I think she would have been a little bit happy with me investing it in myself and my career and my future. And so those little pockets of investment that I made, the, you know, being able to stay in an apartment in Melbourne for a month while I do my comedy festival and make no money and perform to barely anyone, that's what's ended up paying off tenfold. I'm really thankful that I've had that opportunity and that that was somewhat of a silver lining that came out of a really unfortunate event. I've tried to work really hard to become content with how much I have, because realistically I have quite a lot. It's just so easy to look at other people around you and think, oh, I wish I had a bigger house, or I wish I had a better car, or I wish that I was doing bigger gigs. And I think if you get trapped in that mind cycle, you will never stop thinking that. You'll never actually just be happy with what you have. Because otherwise, if I got too hung up on the money thing, then I would be wanting to do bigger gigs and wanting to do more shows and wanting to go travel more, to tour more and do more of this. And that would take me away from what I actually really want to do right now. And that's just be at home with my family. I'm Matt O'Kine, and that's my 2 cents.
Money musings from family man and comedian Matt O'Kine on My 2 Cents.
Stream any ABC radio station live and on the go. Discover new podcasts, music and audiobooks, all free on the ABC Listen app.